Well, it was curious because there was a heavy mist over it. And you saw those three great big figures on, well, I believe they're all on horseback. And it just looked as though they were riding out of the mist of history right back into your life again.
Mm-hmm. It was they built that place up pretty good. We went out there a couple of years ago and had a picnic.
Have you been to Kennesaw Battlefield?
Mm-hmm.
Michael would like that because they have Civil War guns and they show you how the guns are operated. They shoot them off. They're blank cartridges, I am sure.
Yes.
But they have Confederate and Union soldiers, like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they get out and they have target practice. And they, well, not target practice, they have a demonstration of the firearms. And I think the children respond to that, especially boys.
Mm-hmm.
They really enjoy that.
Well, when we went to Fort Benning, when Dickie was, you know, when we first left Griffin in 61 to move down there, he used to carry us out on his different problems. And we'd see these traces from rifles. They'd have a couple of rifle platoons down on the bottom, and they'd turn out all the lights, and they'd fire these rifles at a different angle, and you could see the traces, you know, the bullets, the different, the fire going
Where was
from.
This now?
And it was beautiful on a range at Fort Benning.
Do they have it anymore at all?
Oh, they have these demonstrations all the time, I mean.
Do they? At Fort Benning?
At Fort Benning. And we drove 20 miles that day on a dusty road to see it.
Well, where is Fort Benning?
It's about 7 or 8 miles south of Columbus. With 200,000 acres. And, of course, they've leased some more from Alabama side. The Chattahoochee River, you know, flows right by it. Divides. But that's a big place. And they have ranges all over the place. And that's what Henry used to support, some of these ranges. My husband used to be in a support outfit. They supported the school, the infantry school there. And, well, some of them are real interesting. You know, they'd have a rifle platoon over here and they'd be attacked. And then they'd have the helicopter to come in and pick up the wounded and take them away. It was realistic. And they had this man telling about it all the time.
That's at Fort Benning. Did they ever do anything like that at Fort McPherson?
They don't have anything that, but it's Army headquarters, and now they're fixing to have a big changeover.
At Fort McPherson?
They're going to have part of it out at Conley. That's going to be closed. It's Army depot now. It's going to be closed.
What, Fort McPherson? Conley is.
Conley.
Oh, uh-huh.
And it's going to be, I don't know what headquarters it's going to be now.
That's not too big, is it, Fort McPherson?
No, it's headquarters. There's not too many field people up there. It just have